The battle over abortion rights is now being fought one state at a time. There are 9 states with anti-abortion laws on the books that predate the passage of Roe v. Wade back in 1973. Michigan is one of them. Republicans who control the state legislature there are pushing to reinstate that ban. I asked Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer how likely that is to happen.
Well, let's say it's just very precarious. We've filed a lawsuit to ask the state Supreme Court to recognize a woman's right to bodily autonomy under our state constitution. There's another lawsuit that was filed by Planned Parenthood and the ACLU that has gotten an injunction on the 1931 law. Unfortunately, that's being appealed. So I say it's precarious in that today women still have access to full reproductive health care in Michigan. However, should that injunction fall, we would revert back to a 1931 law that would make it a felony, no exceptions for rape or incest. And that's why it's such a scary time here, because we've been a proud pro-choice state for Michigan women, Ohio women, Indiana women who come to Michigan for care. And if that injunction doesn't hold, we revert overnight to having one of the most extreme laws in the country.
No exceptions for rape or incest. What would it mean for those who provide abortions?
Well, it's terribly confusing, and it's not just abortion in the traditional sense. It's IVF. It's any procedure OBGYNs do regularly to protect women, to preserve their ability to reproduce in the future, to empower women to make their own healthcare decisions. And so there's a lot of confusion, you know, in the medical establishment. There's a lot of confusion that women and our families are feeling, and it's a terribly anxious time right now for all of us.
Some of the Republicans in your legislature have pushed for even stricter measures against abortion providers. Can you explain what those look like?
Sure. I mean, I think that it's important to recognize that the Republican Party in Michigan right now, there's not a pro-choice leader among them. In fact, all of the leaders have endorsed this 1931 law, and that would go for everyone who's running for governor as well. We're already seeing the Michigan legislature introduce bills to take the 1931 law even further and throw nurses in jail for 10 years as a part of the legislation that was recently introduced late last week. So this is, I think, as extreme as it is, it doesn't nearly go far enough for some of the leaders in the GOP here in Michigan.
The ACLU is moving to put a ballot measure before Michigan voters in November that would change the state's constitution to explicitly protect abortion rights. Will you support that effort?
I will. I'm continuing my lawsuit as well. I know that 70% of the people in Michigan support a woman's right to make that decision, even if it's not a decision they would avail themselves of. We support women being able to make that decision. And so I know that there are pro-choice Republicans out there, pro-choice independents out there, and that's why we've got to pull out all the stops to protect women's reproductive choice in Michigan.
President Biden has said that abortion will be on the ballot in a figurative way in November, that he hopes it will galvanize Democrats to the polls. How does that look from where you sit in Michigan? Is it likely to have that effect?
You know, I have gotten an incredible amount of outpouring of support from people across the aisle, in addition to people that have been fighting for reproductive rights for, you know, their whole lives. And so I think that this is a moment where there's a majority of folks that are outraged, that can't believe that we would revert 90 years and roll back rights, that our daughters will have fewer rights than we've had our whole lives. And so I do think that this is a moment where the majority has got to make our voices heard, both in terms of supporting our ballot initiative, both in terms of voting in the next election, but also in terms of the work that I'm doing right now to protect rights in my lawsuit.
You were the target of an attempted kidnapping plot, Governor, back in 2020. The Department of Homeland Security has just issued this warning of potential violent extremism in response to the Supreme Court's ruling. Is this something on your mind?
Sadly, this has been on my mind since the Trump administration, where people felt entitled to threaten my life and threaten the lives of public health officials, threaten lives of people who disagree with them. That's not who we are. That's not how this democracy is supposed to operate. And I do think that the Supreme Court's recent decisions have made America a more dangerous place. And I'm worried about that. I'm worried about that for all of us, but especially for young people who are seeing rights rolled back, seeing a hateful rhetoric become more and more common and dangerous threats. And that's why we've all got to take a stand against any violence, no matter who is threatening to wage it.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thank you so much for your time, Governor.
Thank you.